This time of the week, we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Everybody here sort of wrapped up warm here, and I know out on the lake there, it's also a nice cool one as well. We got temperatures at 33 here in the studios in the Highlands of Gray, and I'd say it's about the same out on the lake too.
Yep.
So
yep.
Today here we are in Car Care Month for fall. October is Car Care Month for fall, and Dennis said you told me earlier you wanted to talk today about your electrical and charging system. Very important when the weather gets colder.
Oh boy, you bet. You know, in early naval encounters, one ship would fire a shot across the bow of the other ship to announce their intentions to attack. This weather that we're having, it's the shot across the bow for us that winter is coming and it's going to attack.
Mm.
And it's time for us to make sure that we're taking care of our cars. And the issue I want to discuss this morning is the starting and charging system. There's probably nothing in the world about going out and getting in your vehicle on a cold morning, putting the key in the ignition, turning the key, and you hear click, 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 or you hear nothing at all.
Happened to me 2 weeks ago, Dennis.
Oh, my. It's heartbreaking. I mean, you know, it's the last thing you want to deal with at that time of the morning, particularly your time.
Exactly.
Now's the time to check and make sure all the components in that system are strong and be able to take winter's cold when it comes. Of course, the star of that show is the battery. And batteries have a tendency, you know, ever since they've taken the lead out of batteries, it's totally changed their character. Used to, you had some warning when your battery is going bad. It would slow down or the lights would dim when you tried to start the car or something like that. These new batteries don't do that. They are good all the way up to the time that they're not good.
Mm.
So you have to get them checked. We have equipment that we can put on the battery and measure what we call the cold cranking amps. And it's the gauge, if you will, as to the power your battery has in storage and its ability to start your car. And the lower the number, of course, the more susceptible you are to facing a situation where your automobile won't start. It's the time to replace the battery if you get that, if you have that encounter.
And that's what I had to do,
Don't wait till that morning like you did when it won't start. And now is a good time as we go through our checks going into winter to make sure that your battery's in good shape. Now, the other piece of it is your alternator that keeps the battery charged when your engine is running. And lots of times what will happen, particularly if a car's got some miles on it, the brushes in the alternator will get worn to the point that they are not charging the battery the full amount that they should. When a car is running, the battery should be getting a charge of 14 to 15 volts to charge it up.
Amps,
yes, that's correct. To charge it up to have it ready to start the next time. When these brushes get worn, lots of times they'll be putting out 12, 13 amps, just enough to keep the car running and under good circumstances, the car will start. But when you're faced with these frigid temperatures, even like today, which is as compared to what we'll face this winter, isn't as bad as it's going to be, it will not be enough to start the car.
Hmm.
So now is the time to check and make sure that your alternator is charging the right amount and your battery is healthy. And the other piece is your starter motor. And really, they're pretty durable. You'll know if your starter starts having problems because you'll hear, when you turn the key, you'll hear a whizzing sound, which means the starter isn't engaging, and there's not enough oomph in the starter to kick the gear out there to engage with the flywheel to get the engine turned over. So it's time to get the starter replaced.
I'll tell you what, those are three major components of the entire charging system there, too, and definitely the time of year to have it checked out because, like you said, you don't want to get stranded. If you will,
now
Dennis.
Now is the time to do that.
Yeah.
As we get into the throes of winter.
Absolutely. Tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk to you next week.